down at the Vintage Red Barn on the fly at AirVenture 2012. And it turned out to be just an awesome day. A little warm, but there is a cold front coming through tonight, apparently. A little bit of rain, hopefully not too much rain. But, although we here at AirVenture, we always hope for no rain. But Wisconsinites like Jeannie Hill, sitting with me here, would love to get a little water around this place, wouldn't you?
Well, we actually have water. We have a lot of water this morning. You can always get bottled water here at the Red Barn store.
So we don't need it to rain, is what you're saying.
No, we don't need it to rain, although I think it's going to about midweek. And the good news is this is the hottest day of the year this week. So we should be good. Once we get past this one, we should be okay.
Now, down here, speaking of heat, down here in Vintage, you have this wonderful Red Barn with this awesome porch. And let's talk to you. You're in charge of hospitality at Vintage as well as a number of other things. Introduce yourself to us, Jeannie. You started here at the very beginning of the organization. What year was that?
Well, I actually grew up on this field. I grew up about four blocks from the airport under the approach path for 1-8. So I was that kid that was always looking up, watching the DC-3s go over and watching all the airplanes go over. In 1970, EAA came to Oshkosh. I was built here before that, so I've been here since the beginning, and I always say it's the 1 week out of the year that hundreds of thousands of my best friends come to my hometown, and I want to make sure they have a nice, safe, enjoyable time. So anyway, I did start at the beginning. In fact, when this little red barn was just a little red barn, I was here when they shoveled the manure out of it, and we started to make a little clubhouse out of it, a little headquarters out of it. And many, many improvements have been made over the years, many additions, and one of the best was this porch that we added, which is, at this date and time, one of the few places you can still get in to the shade, get out of the sun, and sit and relax with your friends. There's usually a breeze, even on the hottest of days, as there is today. And so it's just been a real, real asset down here. We're very well known for our porch and our hospitality, because we do have a lot of things to offer to our members and non-members alike. Usually we wind up getting members because they really like it down here. They scope the field, and I'm not saying we're the best, but it's a pretty nice, friendly place to be. We have trees. Yay.
Well, I go to every venue this week at AirVenture, and there are porches. There's one down at Ultralight, not nearly this big. There's a small porch up at Warbirds, but it's kind of back behind. You can't see anything that's going on from there, really. This porch is homey. This is like the hometown porch that's on the front of your house in the Midwest.
That's good, because that's what we were going for. That works out really well for
us. And you got it. And you're right here. You can see everything that's going on. See everything out here in front of you in Vintage, the airplanes. It's just a great, great place. Tell us about some of the things that you had planned this year for the Cub arrival.
Well, for the Cub arrival, that's been just fantastic, especially since I'm a Cub girl. I've got two Cubs of my own that I restored and flew and actually sold in my little E2 Cub. We've got quite a nice history of the Cubs out here this year, and it's been so fantastic to see the mass arrival at 6 o'clock the other morning to watch that happen. It was just really a thrill, and I think it really pulled everybody together. It was kind of one of those things where, is this really going to happen? Oh, my gosh, it's happening. You know, it was just fantastic. So it's been great to see that all unfold before us. And like I said, see the history of the Cubs and the people that love them. And for us tail dragger pilots, this is heaven. Seeing that sea of yellow is just a wonderful, wonderful thing. So it's great to be this close to it and be able to interact with all the folks from all over the country. And it's one of the nicest features I think we've had here. Kind of little grass strip back so we can come in and land on that if we need to.
Yeah, let's talk about that's a brand new thing, and I know HG wants to address that a little bit as well. HG, how did the grass strip originate?
Well, actually we had one for quite a long time, and way back when in the early 90s when there was some construction on the airport, we lost the strip, which was actually between 36 left and 36 right, when they cut a taxiway right through the middle of it to run the taxiway over to the east side of the airport. And it really meant that we had no way to recover or land a vintage airplane that really needed to land on the grass. So we limped along like that for a while, trying to work out a way to make that happen.
Well, I know when we brought a Jenny here years ago, we had to land on the ultralight strip because there was really no place for a Jenny to land safely.
Yep. And what we did was I sat down with Tom Poberesny. George Dobner and I sat down with Tom Poberesny about 5 years ago when we had a request to bring the DH-4, in from St. Louis. And there was just no way he was going to be able to land that airplane on the pavement and feel real comfortable with it unless the wind was just so. As it turned out that day, the wind was just so. But we really needed to have that plan in place to be able to put him down on a piece of grass and do it safely. So there is a very narrow window, if you will, geographically speaking, on the airport to allow that to happen. And we still have a fairly restricted operation down there. It's pre-approved. It has to be a call into the tower after having read the arrival procedure. It is a separate procedure from the FISC arrival. Once the tower's approved it, then somebody can land on it. We don't have any departures on it, though. And that's typically not a problem. Even a tail skid airplane can depart off of a runway that's as wide as 1836 here at Oshkosh. But it's available. Folks can download the procedure on the web and then call into the tower. And the tower actually gives the final yay or nay on the landing itself. But it's intended for people who operate a tail skid or a tailwheel airplane that would be better operated, particularly landing on the grass.
Now, is this an area that you converted from South Vintage Parking?
No.
Okay.
No, it is actually just east of that area. If you're familiar, anybody who's been on the airport and has been way down south past ultralights, there's an area between the approach lights and that parking area that most recently was a hayfield. And it totally approximates the conditions of an airport back in the 1920s because it's a hayfield. And we've done a little bit of work down there. EA was really great. We spent a little bit of money on grading out some of the higher ridges, but it's still a hayfield.
Yeah, it's very authentic, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're much happier there with tall 35-5 wheels and a tail skid than you would be, say, certainly nothing with a nose wheel would be appropriate on it at all. It's not that kind of feel.
Right.
But a tailwheel airplane...
Especially a very vintage tailwheel airplane.
Exactly. It's perfect for that. And that's really what it was intended for.
So that's new for 2012. Jeannie, HG, what else is happening down here in Vintage this year?
Well, of course, when you come to the other part about the porch that Jeannie didn't mention is that there's always the smell of popcorn on the porch. And popcorn and lemonade are two of the biggest items that we have to offer down here in terms of something that makes you feel even better than a smile that we usually give them. And there's information.
Oh, yeah, it's the information desk inside. If we don't know the answer, we'll find it for you. So that's anything on the field, basically. But besides the lemonade and water and popcorn that we offer our guests, when you register your aircraft, you also are given a card entitling you to a complimentary mug for the year and with the year on it and the date, the emblem. And then you also get a picture of your airplane taken. You get a plaque for the year for participation. So you can come down here for that, pick those things up down here in the Red Barn. We also have free magazines, our free Vintage magazines that we have out. You can take as many as you like there.
On the participant plaques, if you're a member of Vintage, you get that plaque for free. If you're not a member of Vintage, we'll ask you to pay for that plaque simply because we obviously support that plaque as part of the Vintage membership and our overall fundraising. And
Or just become
a member, and that really is a great bargain. So for $40, you can $42, you can be a member of Vintage.
Adds right onto your regular EA membership.
Right onto your regular EA membership, and away you go. You'll get Vintage Airplane Magazine, which is a terrific magazine that's about to transition to a new editor, which we'll talk about a little bit.
You have written articles for it.
Oh, yeah.
And Steve Krogh writes an article every month.
Steve writes a column for us.
Every edition.
A column called The Vintage Instructor, which he goes over various techniques for airplanes that are the kinds we like to fly, and tailwheel airplanes, and just thinking about flying VFR airplanes in the right way.
Yeah, it's a great magazine. It's worth the membership just for the magazine alone.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We also coordinate the other various activities at Vintage, like the fly out to Shawano every Saturday of EAA week, of Air Venture week. We do it's a morning briefing at 7 o'clock on the porch, and then we fly up to Shawano for the day, and they give us a complimentary breakfast. The town of Shawano really shows us a great deal of hospitality, and everybody's usually back by noon to enjoy the rest of Air Venture, but the sign-up sheets are at the desk here, And
yeah, we've got plenty of other things that we do down in the area, but come to the Red Barn to find out what's happening down here in the morning. You'll also be able to find out what is going to be on Vintage in Review every morning when you come down to the Red Barn.
Mm-hmm.
And Vintage in Review is run by Ray Johnson, who's from Indiana. Ray sits down stands up, if you will, and with the airplane right there in front of you, he'll interview the pilot and probably the restorer if they happen to be the same person, and they talk about those airplanes for about an hour.
And we also have our annual dinner, our annual picnic for Vintage. This year we're doing actually two seatings. We're doing a second Cub dinner, so all the Cub people will be coming up to the Nature Center on Wednesday with us. So we'll have kind of a double-header Vintage banquet this year, Vintage dinner. That'll be kind of fun.
Just more stuff for you to plan, Jeannie.
There's just all kinds of stuff to do.
Well, and you told me that you are you're working 365 days a year. Well, what are you doing when this crazy air venture is going not going on, and you're doing your thing normally?
Yeah, well, basically, I maybe have a little different tack on air venture and EAA than most people, because being a hometown gal, like I said, my friends are here. I want to make sure they have a nice, safe week, but all year long, I get phone calls and people want information about any number of things. So I really like to see that, you know, everybody's taken care of whenever they need to be taken care of. So it's just one of those things.
Do you get out and fly your Cub much?
Not recently, but we used to. My husband and I each would take a Cub. I have a 1933 E2 Cub and a 1937 J2 Cub. And we just would go out. Sunrise and sunset flights were the best. And we did take them to the little local fly-ins and things. We've had them as far as Iowa. They're so slow. I mean, it's a 37 horsepower and a 40 horsepower aircraft, and they don't go very fast. So you don't take them a long distance. It's just pleasure flying. But I also have a couple of other aircraft, too. But the Cubs are really near and dear to my heart. So I'm so happy that this is happening this year and I got to see it.
So I think we've pretty much covered this year. How about looking forward for Vintage?
Well, Vintage looking forward is a little different. This is my last year as the executive director of the Vintage Aircraft Association. I'm leaving EA at the end of August. August 31st is my last day.
It's been as an employee, but not as a member.
Oh, no. I've been a member of Vintage since the early 80s. I've been an EA member roughly the same amount of time. And I'm looking forward to, if you will, picking what I get to do. We'll see if that works. But as a volunteer. And it's been a great area to work in. It's been great people, a wonderful board to work with. Nobody could have a better board of directors to work with and be enthusiastic and be so helpful when it came to planning this event. My role in supporting this event has always been beforehand, of course, and then during the event, whatever Jeff needed, or and before that, the late Butch Joyce, in addition to the editorial coverage. So. I've also been very blessed with having one of the best administrative assistants anybody can have, Teresa Books. And I would want to mention, in addition to the regular stuff that we always do, and Teresa is very busy with merchandise and helping Jeannie on a number of things, the dinner, etc. The Cubs to Oshkosh organization of that on our end, Teresa was instrumental in getting the ordering done, for instance, for the great hats that we have for the pilots and some other goodies that we coordinated with Univera and Piper to make certain that they were available to the pilots. And she's just terrific. She's also going to be taking over some of the administrative roles that I had been doing. Those will be part of Teresa's step up. And then Jim Busha, who you folks will recognize as the name of the editor for Warbirds, is going to be doing Vintage Airplane Magazine as well, which is kind of full circle because way back in 1990 when I was hired by Jack Cox, that was my first job. I was the associate editor of Warbirds working with Jeff Ethel and doing Vintage Airplane Magazine.
Well, and you're still going to be contributing to the magazine, won't you?
Well, I think eventually, but we'll give it a little bit of time to get some other things done, but definitely you can't stop writing. If you're a writer, you don't stop writing. It's like being on radio. You can't stop talking.
Right. I'd be very surprised if I didn't see articles from H.C. Frouchy and Vintage Magazine for years to come.
Well, there's plenty to write about still.
So I want to make a deal with you.
Okay.
So even though you're not an executive director next year, how about co-hosting with me down here at Vintage?
Well, I can do that.
Monday,
assuming that whatever my next job is lets me have this week off, yeah, that'd be good.
We'll make the calls. Anyway, we've got to wrap it up because we've been talking away down here for an hour at Vintage, and On the Fly is about to wrap up here. And folks, if you were thinking about coming to Oshkosh this year, just do it. Isn't that a good saying?
Absolutely.
Just do it. You know, get in the plane, get in the car, get on the train, get on a bus.
I wish you could get on the train. That's actually one of my favorite things that doesn't happen
anymore. You can go to Milwaukee and they have a bus from the train.
But the good news is it's hot today. Tomorrow the humidity is going to break overnight. It's going to be cooler tomorrow, mid-80s, low-80s. Perfect weather to come to a fly-in.
And speaking of weather, our next segment is going to be Tea and Turbulence, which is Noah and the meteorology folks are going to take over for the next half hour prior to the showcase. So, HG, thank you very much. Jeannie Hill, thank you for joining us on the porch. And thanks to everybody for coming out and joining us here at Vintage. J-Mod G on the fly down at Vintage. Tomorrow we will be at the IAC at 1 o'clock for On the Fly. IAC Pavilion. For now, signing off. J-Mod G, EA Radio, AM 1210, 96.5 on the FM dial. And as always, EAARadio.net. So long.